Shapiro on Hunter Biden, the guy was conducting business like a thug overseas. By Trent Baker on October 30, 2020. Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro on Friday weighed in on 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and his business dealings overseas. Pirro, in an appearance on Fox & Friends, accused the younger Biden of conducting business like a thug. "You know, the sad part of all this, it is not getting covered. And I suspect that a lot of those independent voters out there who may be, you know, on the line and not sure which way to go. The truth is that, you know, how could the FBI not be investigating Hunter Biden for money laundering? How about tax evasion? How about a FARA violation and lobbying and conspiracy and RICO, and two of his partners are already in jail? One is in jail, and the other one is on his way," Pirro outlined. The guy was conducting business like a thug in Europe, Russia, China. He was the attorney for the head of a Chinese energy company which had complete connections to the Chinese Communist Party. And he is the one who is telling everyone that, "You know, my father pretty much approves everything." You have to just wonder, you know, how do the Bidens, I mean, how did they justify this? How do they justify it? They have a compliant media that absolutely refuses to cover it, she added. Pirro said that based on what the public knows at this point, Hunter Biden has to be compromised because he is blackmailable from day one. If his father is even considered as a candidate for president, he has to be compromised. You know, Hunter Biden is blackmailable from day one. Even according to the little we know on the laptop. So, the FBI making Tony Bobulinski, you know, a core witness, and they, in fact, he said called him a material witness, means they are serious about all of this. And we may not know about it yet, but I suspect that there's a long road ahead of us in terms of the criminality and Joe Biden's use of American influence and American taxpayers' dollars as he was setting policy in Ukraine. For example, when, you know, he said, "You're not getting billions of our money, Steve. It's our money." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.